With me to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 6. Lord's Day 6. And please respond to the questions. Lord's Day 6. Why must he be a true and righteous man? Because the justice of God requires that the same human nature which has sinned should make satisfaction for sin. But one who is himself a sinner cannot satisfy for others. Why must he also be true God? That by the power of his Godhead, he might bear in his manhood the burden of God's wrath, so obtain for and restore to us righteousness and life. But who now is the mediator who in one person is true God and also a true and righteous man? Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is freely given unto us for complete redemption and righteousness. From where do you know this? From the Holy Gospel, which God himself has revealed in paradise, afterwards proclaimed by the holy patriarchs and the prophets and foreshadowed by the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law, finally fulfilled by his well-beloved Son. Lord's Day 5 and 6 have been carefully leading us and guiding us to understanding what kind of a redemption do we need? What kind of a redeemer do we need? We need one who is truly God and truly man. But I find it interesting at the last question of this Lord's Day, Lord's Day 19, it says, where do you know this, the Holy Gospel, or which God has first revealed in paradise? Turn with me to Genesis 3. Don't worry, it's not a two-for-one sermon deal. But the first time God preached the gospel is in the Garden of Eden. As you know, the Garden of Eden is when God created all things and man in his own image to reign and rule over all creation, where this fellowship took place between God and man. But then a serpent, more cunning than other creatures in all of creation, tempted and caused Adam and Eve, namely Adam, to fall and plunged all of humanity into the curse, into the fall. And because of this, as God said, you will surely die. And in Romans 5, Paul talks about how through one man, all man came to death. Through one man came death. And we see that. But as a result of the fall, after Adam and Eve stopped pointing fingers to God, then God finally spoke the gospel. But know who he spoke to directly. And although this message is for us, but it's important that we understand that the first time God preached the gospel, it was in the face of the devil himself. In verse 15, we read, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This sets the stage for all of what happens in the Old Testament. That because of the fall of man, man is now separated from God because of his sin, but God will find a way to reconcile man to himself, to his people, to himself. And he preaches this promise to the devil himself, saying that between your seed and the seed of the woman, there will be enmity. So there will come one seed of the woman, that line, which eventually will be known as the line of David, and then eventually into Christ. He is the one who will crush your head. He will bruise your head. He will crush your head. And so we see in this picture, Christ or God's call that there will come a Savior who will be born of a woman. But then also in the end, towards the end of this chapter, God provides clothing to Adam and Eve. So this Redeemer is going to be born of a woman, but it's also important that we understand that God needs to clothe us, and that clothing is through animal skin, which requires a sacrifice. And so, yes, when Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, he was born fully, truly human, but he was also fully and truly God. We see that in the language of Luke 1, where the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, Mary. And the power of the Most High will empower you. He will be born, and he'll be called, his name will be Jesus, for he will forgive his people for their sins. And so we see our Savior who is born truly, fully man, but also needing to cover us. What does Hebrews 9 say? That Christ did not provide a sacrifice, but in fact, all of those sacrifices in the Old Testament led to the sacrifice. But it wasn't, Christ didn't provide a perfect sacrifice. He was the sacrifice. It was his blood that covers our sin. And so we see this even in the beginning of the fall, right from the get-go. God says, I will provide, I will cover you, and I promise you that you will be mine. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 6 with that.